It absolutely isn't all over yet, as the Welsh teams Barry and Cardiff Met have put themselves in pretty strong positions for the second leg. Post first leg reaction to come here on the JD Welsh Premier League podcast, live from Luxembourg and from Lechwith. It's all about the L's. We're going to hear the opinion as well of Mark Jonah Jones joining us in a second. But first, let's get to the people that matter. Over to Luxembourg. Cardiff Met 1-0 down against Progress after that first leg, but they held their own for much of the game, and Christian Edwards has been delighted about the experience, I'm sure, and delighted where it puts them for next week.
It was nearly a perfect ending. We knew we'd come to Progress and they'd be ball dominant. We knew their key areas of their play. From watching videos of the old manager's philosophy and the new manager's philosophy of his old club, and it was nearly perfect. We set up the defence central areas. I didn't penetrate us once. It took the ball in the box, a traditional Welsh Premier League cross in the box, to undo us, which is a little bit disappointing, but the boys were excellent. As I say, it was nearly perfect, and we can only get better for next week. We were a little bit blind coming to this with a new manager, 10 new players coming in, 10 players leaving, so you didn't quite know what to expect, but we can only be better for next week.
Well, that's the thoughts of Christian Edwards. Bradley Woolridge to come as well on this podcast, but first, let's hop back over the North Sea and come back to Wales and hear from the man who was in the dugout at Barry Town United. Mike Coslett, he's been with this club through good times and bad, and he would have been absolutely delighted at the 2,106 attendance at the Cardiff Lechwith Stadium today as they took on Cliftonville and drew 0-0.
I mean, to look across the pitch at us in a European competition with a crowd of 2,000 odd in the stands full of local people, it's really caught their imagination. I'm a very proud Barry boy tonight.
I think you should be. Go back 6 or 7 years, Welsh League, Third Division. The work has paid off, Mike.
Oh, the work has definitely paid off. When you think of everybody involved with this club at the moment has worked their socks off. It's been a 3 weeks of everybody working, and everybody at the club, you know, the bar staff, the chairman, all the people, Dave Cole, the management, the players, have really bought into this European fixture, and it's been absolutely tremendous. And as a result of all their hard work, I can't think of anything that we questioned tonight that wasn't in place. I think everybody connected with the club can be proud of the way they've conducted themselves tonight and the fixture that they've put on.
Definitely, and there's one big night left in 7 days' time, Mike, and I believe you're capable of it. I think you've got to believe that in the camp as well.
We do believe in it. You know, like you said, a clean sheet is so, so important. You go away and you only got to sneak a goal, and they got to score too. It's a fab, fab night.
Well, Mark Jonah Jones, my spar on the podcast, was at that game at Lechwith. Let's cross live to him now. Jonah, let's talk about Barry first, because you were there in the flesh. Two inspiring things, I suppose. They go into the second leg with a 0-0. They've kept a clean sheet, but also to see 2,106 people cheering them on for the most part, that must have been a real boon for Barry Town United as well.
Yes, Mac, the attendance, I think it had a special round of applause at Lechwith Stadium. Of course, they weren't playing at home. They went to Lechwith. They were looked after, by the way, I think very well by the Cardiff City ground staff and Lechwith Stadium. And I'm sure everybody from Barry is very thankful for that. But the turnout, 2,100. And there's even people outside, Mark, watching, outside the fence watching. It was absolutely, you know, great atmosphere. It's a little bit different at Lechwith Stadium, of course, because the pitch is that much further away, and it might be different for the boys, and they might have found that a bit hard, because I spoke afterwards to three Barry legends in Gary Bannett, their ex-manager, Richard Jones and Gary Lloyd, and they said they didn't used to like playing at Lechwith Stadium because it seems a bit distant from the crowd. But listen, they've got a 0-0, weren't most probably at their very, very best, but that's a result, that's a European result, which every one of those players can be very proud of. And they have next week to look forward to, Mac, a victory sees them through.
Well, it's often interesting to hear the other side of a football match, to see how the other team thought of it. Let's listen to the Cliftonville captain. Jonah caught up with him earlier. Not as happy, I think, as Mike Coslett.
Don't know if I'm pleased. I think it was cagey, to be honest. Neither team wanted to lose the game. And obviously, when it's a two-leg tie, it's obviously very important to go into the second leg with the chance of winning. I think that was the way they set out. I think they were quite defensive, and I think they're probably a bit happier with the result than we are. I think both sets of fans were brilliant and really represented their clubs well. I thought our fans were excellent in the corner, made lots of noise throughout the game, and I think everything's been brilliant here, to be honest. The facilities, the pitch, the surface was brilliant. We kind of no complaints really about any of that, but obviously now we're setting our sights on next week, hoping to get a good result.
Jonah, you know, when the opposing captain is not happy with walking away with that sort of result, that actually Barry have done a good job today.
Football changed a lot now, Mac. I think the first thing for a team even to play at home in the big games in the Premier teams in Europe, if they go away from home, or they're even at home, I mean, and you get a 0-0, it's the old saying, the other side haven't got an away goal, so they have to beat you now on home territory. When they go to Ireland, if they were to go to Ireland now, Barry, and get a 1-1, that's what their captain's on about. He's a good player, in fact, Chris Curran, one of the better players on the pitch. But he's aware that Barry only have to go there and get a score drawn out to qualify for the next round.
And that second leg, of course, will be over in Northern Ireland next Thursday. Coming the other way, Cardiff Met, who played out in Luxembourg today, lost 1-0 on this first leg to Progress, but really held their own in the first half. And I tell you what, Jonah, they'll be looking at that home crowd that Barry got for themselves down at Leckwith. They'll be thinking, if we get something like that for us, that could really put the frighteners up Progress, and this could be a game that Cardiff Met take.
Yeah, definitely. I'd like to think we can half that. Barry, obviously, is a bigger town with a big population, and I don't think there was many football supporters from Barry who didn't turn up tonight. What a fantastic turnout, like we said. But let's hope the people of Cardiff, the football lovers in Cardiff, can get around the Met. You know, I don't think everybody's gone home from the university yet. So, you know, if every university student turned out next week, you're gonna get 500 plus there. So yeah, they've earned just being defeated 1-0 away against Progress. Like we said at the podcast before the game, this was a team who beat Glasgow Rangers 2-0 2 years ago. So look, it's game on, and the Met boys will be looking forward to it. The surface, like I said earlier on at Leckwith Stadium, is a dream to play on. So it sets up a big game, Mac.
Well, let's hear from Bradley Woolridge.
Fully looking forward to next week, and don't see why, you know, we can't take them back to Cardiff and, you know, put on a more offensive performance in a way, and actually cause them problems the other way. But, you know, I think, like we say, we came here to set up to frustrate them, to stay disciplined and structured, and I think we did that, like I said, nearly perfectly. So look forward to next week, and I don't think we've got lots to fear. I think we can get better, so, yeah, looking forward to it next week. I know a lot of family, friends, other students, locals, you know, I think are interested in coming, and like Swan says, you know, we go back there, a goal down, but that keeps us in the tie. So yeah, hopefully it'll be an exciting night next week. Put on a performance similar to tonight, but like we say, go and cause them problems. And yeah, hopefully there's a crowd there to sort of will us on, and hopefully make it more difficult for them. So yeah, all to look forward to and all to play for.
And so your final thoughts as we wrap up this podcast, Jonah, who's got the better chance going into the second leg? You'd say, if you were looking at the scorelines, obviously Barry in a stronger position because it was a goalless draw, whereas Met are 1-0 down. But of course, Met will have the home advantage. They'll be back in the capital. And I don't get a sense at the moment that we're seeing two sides that are going to be rolled over next week.
Barry, I think they, like I said, as players, as individuals, they could go maybe another notch, and they'll be confident. I think they'll be confident going to Cliftonville. They worked their socks off to get what they got tonight, and they can go and play now. It's a one-off now. This is the cup final. This is the biggest game that these boys would have played in for nearly all their careers. And exactly the same thing goes for the Met. You know, Progress come over from Luxembourg. They got to come to Cardiff. You know, the Met boys got to make it a real tough place to come to. They're only a goal behind. They got the ability to get goals, the Met. So, listen, at this stage, after two games, if we were to say that in the... Before these games tonight, Mark, when we done the podcast, the preview, we wanted both teams to stay in the tie. And they're both firmly in the tie. And they both have a great chance of qualifying for the next round.
So please, 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 like a lot of you have done this Thursday, turned up at Leckwith Stadium and supported Barrytown United. Please do the same for Cardiff Met next Thursday when they host Progress from Luxembourg over here. The big crowd seemed to make a difference for Barry Town United. I hope you can provide it as well for Cardiff Met. And of course, we'll be keeping an eye on the trip over the water for Barry Town United. Can they get an away goal? Can they nick it and take another team into the next round of the JD Welsh Premier League? We'll be doing a preview podcast soon as well about the other two teams that are representing Wales. TNS in the Champions League and Europa League Connors Key Nomads. We'll be looking at how they're going to do. But in the meantime, say goodbye, Jonah.
Yeah, all the best, Mark, and well done to both sets of players this evening.